We're going to study characters in the evening messages.
我们在晚堂的信息，我们要来研究一些圣经的人物。
All these characters are believers.
这些人物都是信徒。
Because only believers can watch and pray.
因为只有信徒能够警醒祷告。
If you are not a believer, you are spiritually dead.
如果你不是信徒，那你的灵命是死的。
You can't watch and pray even if you want to.
那你没有办法警醒祷告，即使是你愿意。
To watch means to be spiritually alert.
那警醒就是在灵里面就是醒悟过来。
It has nothing to do with physical sleeping.
那这跟肉体的睡眠无关。
So if you like to sleep a lot, it doesn't mean that you are not watching and praying.
那如果你是很喜欢睡觉的，那这跟 这不表示说你没有办法警醒祷告。
Is it true? I was told that as you grow older, you sleep less. Is it true?
那我按我所知，有人说，如果我们年龄越大的时候，我们睡得越少，是否是真实的呢？
Because I think compared to you, I'm still quite young.
因为跟你们比较起来，我仍然还是比较年轻。
Is it true that you sleep less as you grow older? Yes.
是否是真的呢？我们年纪越大就睡得比较少。
That means the more you stay awake, the more you have to watch and pray.
如果是这样，我们就是清醒的时候，越是清醒的时候，就越需要警醒祷告。
So if you sleep less and you are awake more than usual, then you have more to watch and pray.
那如果是这样的话，如果你睡得少，那你比其他人清醒的时候多，那是不是说我们就必须更多的警醒祷告呢？
Because when you are awake, then you are easily tempted by Satan.
那因为当你醒过来的时候，那你就更容易的受到魔鬼撒旦的诱惑。
When you're sleeping, he can't tempt you. You're sleeping.
那当你睡了的时候，他也不能够诱惑你，因为你已经睡了。
So watch and pray for our study in the evening will be on four characters.
那我们在晚堂要来研究四个圣经的人物，来按着这个主题进行警醒祷告。
The first is a man called Lot.
那第一个人物我们要来学习的就是罗德。
We call him a believer who did not watch and did not pray.
那我们把他称为是一个不警醒也不祷告的信徒。
God willing, tomorrow night we're going to study Solomon.
那若神许可，我们明晚要来学习所罗门这个人物。
He prayed only when he did not watch.
那他只是祷告，但是他不警醒。
The third character is Peter.
那第三个人物就是彼得。
He watched only but he did not pray.
那他只是警醒，但是他不祷告。
And then the final message, God willing, on Friday evening, it will be you. Watch and pray.
那最后一晚就是星期五晚上的那一堂信息，那我们就讲到我们每一个人就是基督徒，那我们必须警醒祷告。
So Genesis chapter 19 is the text we're going to consider as we look at the life of Lot.
那当我们来思想罗德的生平的时候，我们就要来打开圣经创世纪第十九章。
I'll ask Elder Chung to read this passage with you responsibly in Mandarin only.
那我们请大家打开创世纪第十九章。第十九章我们找到了，我们用起音的方式来读。我们要把整章第十九章从第一节我们读到第三十八节，我们用起音方式来读。那我先读单数节，请会众应双数节，最后两节三十七、三十八节我们一起读。创世纪第十九章第一节，那两个天使晚上到了索多玛，罗德正坐在索多玛的城门口，看见他们就起来迎接，脸伏一地下拜。罗德怯怯地请他们，他们这才进去到他屋里， 罗德为他们预备宴席，烤无酵饼，他们就吃了。呼叫罗德说，今日晚上到你这里来的人在哪里呢？把他们带出来，任我们所为。说，众弟兄亲，你们不要做这恶事。众人说，退去吧。又说，这个人来寄居，还想要做官呢。现在我们要害他，害你比害他们更甚。众人就向前拥挤罗德，要攻破房门。并且使门外的人，无论老少，眼都昏迷，他们摸来摸去，总找寻不着房门。他们要毁灭这地方，我们要毁灭这地方，因为城内的罪恶的声音在耶和华面前甚大，耶和华差我们来要毁灭这地方。天明了，天使催逼罗德说，起来，带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去，免得你因这城里的罪恶同被剿灭。领他们出来以后，就说，逃命吧，不可回头，不可回头看，也不可在平原站住，要往山上逃跑，免得你们被剿灭。你仆人已经在你眼前蒙恩，你又向我显出莫大的慈爱，救我的性命。我不能逃到山上去，恐怕是灾祸临到我，我便死了。天使对他说，这事我也应允你，我不请服你所说的那这城。罗德到了索尔，日头已经出来了。把那些城和全平原，并城里所有的居民，连地上生长的都毁灭了。亚伯拉罕清早起来，到了他从前站在耶和华面前的地方。当神毁灭平原诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕正在请服罗德所住之城的时候，就打发罗德从请服之中出来。大女儿对小女儿说，我们的父亲老了，地上又无人按着世上的常规进到我们这里来。于是那夜 他们叫父亲喝酒，大女儿就进去和他父亲同寝，他几时躺下几时起来，他父亲都不知道。于是那夜他们又叫父亲喝酒，小女儿起来与父亲同寝，她几时躺下几时起来，她父亲都不知道。37-38节我们一起读。大女儿生了儿子，给他起名叫抹押，就是现今抹押人的始祖。小女儿也生了儿子，给他起名叫便雅悯，就是现今亚门人的始祖。
Amen. May God bless us in the reading of His most holy and sacred word.
我们愿神祝福我们大家，阅读他的话语。
How do we know that Lot was a believer?
我们怎么知道罗德是个信徒呢？
How do we know that he did not watch and did not pray?
我们怎么知道他不警醒也不祷告呢？
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 7 and verse 8 describe him as a believer.
彼得后书第二章，彼得后书第二章第七第八节，彼得后书第七第八节就这样子的描述他。
And delivered just Lot, that is God delivered him, he is called just Lot, that means he is a believer, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man, that is Lot again, dwelling among them, in seeing and in hearing, that means every day he woke up he saw, every day he woke up he heard, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds.
彼得后书第二章第七第八节这么说，只搭救那常为恶人言行忧伤的义人罗德。那这里说他是义人，换句话说他就是信相信神的人。那因为那义人住在他们中间，看见听见他们不法的事，他的义心就天天的伤痛。那他真的是每一天都看到那些罪恶的事情，他在那里又忧伤。
Verse 7 says that Lot did not commit the sins of the Sodomites.
那第七节告诉我们说，罗德并没有像索多玛人这样犯了那些索多玛人所犯的罪。
The Bible said that he hated the sins of the Sodomites.
那圣经说他厌恶他们所行的，那就是厌恶索多玛人所行的。
In fact, the Bible used the word vexed to describe how Lot felt.
那在圣经，他就圣经用忧伤来描述罗德 的感受。
That means he was oppressed by the behavior of the Sodomites.
那换句话说，他是受到这索多玛人所做的，使到他忧愁困苦。
This was a description of what he saw every day, and he felt very much oppressed by the behavior.
那这就描述，这里描述的是他每天所看到的。那他为这他所看到的来忧伤。
But in verse 8, a different word is used to describe his vexation.
那第八节却用另外一个字眼来描述他的感，他这个忧伤的心情。
It began with oppression. He could not stand the sight of what they did.
那他不能够再忍受所看的。
But in verse 8, it described him seeing and hearing day in and day out.The word vexed in verse 8 is a much stronger word.
那在第八节这里用了这个比较强烈的字眼，就是他天天看到他伤痛。
From oppression, the Bible said in verse 8, he became tormented by the sins of the Sodomites.
那在圣经这里，先是说他忧伤，然后就看到他因着所看见的他伤痛，为着所多玛人所做的他伤痛。
The word in verse 8 is the same word that is used to describe Satan in Revelation 20.
那第八节这里所用的这个字眼，就是用来描述撒旦当的，就是在启示录二十章第八节所描述的。
In Revelation 20, God cast Satan into the lake of fire.
那在启示录第二十章，上帝把撒旦丢到火湖里面去。
And in that.Text, the word translated was the word vexed.
在那里所翻译出来的那个词汇就是忧 伤的意思。
And he was tormented by what happened.
那他为着所看见的来伤痛。
Imagine Satan cast into the lake of fire, tormented in the lake of fire. That was how Lot felt when he was on earth.
那我们想象就是当撒旦被丢到火湖里面去，他在那里伤痛，那这就是罗德当他在看到索多玛的罪恶的时候，他的感受，他的感触。
So from this commentary by Peter, we know that Lot was a believer.
那我们从彼得所讲述的所让我们知道的，我们知道说罗德应当是一个信主相信神的人。
And he did not watch, and he did not pray.
那只是他不警醒，他也不祷告。
You may think that if I'm a believer, I go to heaven, that's all that I care about.
那可能你是这么样想的，你说我是个信徒，我可以上天堂，我就不管其他事了。
If I am truly born again, I know I'm going to heaven.
那如果我真实的是重生了，我知道我肯定要上天堂。
It doesn't matter how I live.
我不管我怎么活。
My salvation is safe and secure.
我的救恩是确实的，已经是稳拿的。
The Bible promises us that once I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ from my heart, I cannot lose my salvation.
那圣经告诉我，我只要一相信主耶稣基督，我的救恩是不会失去的。
Sadly, there are many Christians who think that way.
很可悲的，就是有很多基督徒是这样子想的。
They do not realize that they have used Lot as their example.
那他们没有觉察到，其实他们这样子，其实他们是以罗德为榜样。
Every Christian has two lives.
每个信徒有两条生命。
Because you are born again, that means you are born once and then you are born again.
那因为你已经重生，重生的意思就是说你曾经出世过，那这时候你又再生出来。
You were born twice, you have two lives.
那你重生，你两次的出生，那你就有两条生命。
You have your spiritual life, that one Satan cannot take from you.
你有一个属灵的生命，这是撒旦没有办法取去的。
Lord went to heaven.
那罗德去到天堂。
The Bible described him as just Lot, that righteous man.
那圣经把他描述成义人罗德，那义的人。
Lot lost his physical life.
他失去了他这个肉体的生命。
Genesis 19 describes how he lost his physical life.
创世纪第十九章就描述他如何失去他这个肉体的生命。
We are not talking about his physical death.
我们不是说他这个肉体去世。
Losing your physical life means you have lost your testimony for Christ.
那我们讲说你失去肉体的生命，是意思就是说你没有这个生活的见证。
Let us look at this chapter and see the elements that describe a person who lost his physical life.
那我们让我们细细的来看这段经文，来思想那直到一个人失去他这个肉体生命的这样的一个元素。
The first part of the believer that he loses is his heart.
那第一个信徒将会失去的就是他的心。
Lot lost his heart first before he lost the rest of his life.
那罗德失去了他的心在他失去其他事物之前，他先是失去了他的心。
This is found in Genesis chapter 19 verse 1.
那就在创世纪第十九章第一节这么说。
There came two angels to Sodom at even.
那天那两个天使晚上到了索多玛。
Evening is a description of the beginning of a new day.
那晚上就是描述说这是一个新的一天的开始。
It was not a good day for Sodom.
那这不是对索多玛来讲，这不是一个好的日子。
It will be the last and final day for the people in Sodom.
那因为这一天就是索多玛人的最后一天。
The two angels did not come to bear good tidings or good gifts.
那因为两位天使不是把好的事或者是一些福气带来给他们。
They came with only one purpose, and that was God's judgment.
我们唯一来的目的就是要来施行上帝的审判。And
the Bible said that they met Lot.
那圣经说他们遇见了罗德。Where
was Lot?
罗德在哪里呢？
The Bible said that he sat in the gate of Sodom.
圣经说他正坐在所多玛的城门口。The
context of Lot sitting there means that he kept on sitting there.
那这里说他坐在所多玛的城门口，换句话说，他一直都坐在那里。It
was not like Lot walking out of his house one day, nothing to do, looking at the sunset, and then he just happened to sit down.
那这不是描述说罗德有一天出来走走逛逛，那没有东西做，那么看到夕阳西下的时候，他就坐在那里欣赏。
It's not like us getting out of our HDB flat, you walk around, you see a bench there, and you just sat down. It's not like that.
那不是说好像我们从我们的植物走出来走走，刚好看到有一个凳子，我们就坐下来，不是这样子。
This word sat means that Lord kept on sitting in that seat for a long time.
这里所说的正坐着，坐在那里，是描述说罗德坐在那里，长时间的坐在那里，已经在那里一段时候了。
Where was he sitting?
他坐在哪里呢？
He sat in the gate of Sodom.
他坐在所多玛的城门口。The
gate of any city is a very important part of the city.
那当时候的城门的这个部分，这个地方呢，是每一个城最重要的一个地方。At
night the gate would be closed.
那晚间的城门就会关上。In
the morning the gate would be open.
早晨城门就会打开。This
was the practice because of safety and protection.
那他们这样子做，为的就是要保护城的安危。
People who sat at the gate are normally people like governors and officials.
那坐在城门口的呢，一般都是那掌权的，就是官员。
You are supposed to be a ruler, noticing who comes in and who goes out.
那因为你必须是那掌权的，那治理的，那你在坐在城门口就知道谁进谁出。
What it means was that Lord, as a Christian, had promoted himself and he had rise to a position of rulership in Sodom.
那罗德身为一个基督徒，他把自己提拔成为所多玛的这样的一个官员。
Not many years ago, Lot lived with his uncle Abraham in the wilderness.
那其实我们要知道，在那不久的之前，数年前，他就是跟他的叔叔亚伯拉罕在旷野里面居住。
Their people became too big, their servants became too big, too many, and they had to split.
因为他们就是罗德跟亚伯拉罕之间的这些仆人人数越来越多，因此他们需要分开。Abraham
told Lot, you make the first choice. If you want to go to the left, I go to the right. If you go to the right, I go to the left.
那亚伯拉罕就对罗德说，你先做选择，你如果要往左走，我就往右；你如果要往右，我就往左。Lot
saw the beauty of city life in Sodom, and he chose where the cities were.
那罗德看到所多玛的美妙，那因此他就选择要到所多玛这个城去居住。They
knew that Sodom and the cities there were very wicked.
那他们知道所多玛是一个邪恶的城市。But
Lord liked city life.
那但是罗德喜欢城市都市的生活。And
the Bible tells us that at first he pitches tent towards Sodom.
那圣经告诉我们说，他开始的时候是他就是把他的这个帐篷驻扎在所多玛附近。Every
day he woke up, he looked at Sodom.
那每一天他起来，他就逛着，就看着所多玛。And
then within a short while, he lived in Sodom.
那不久之后，他就慢慢的迁移进入了所多玛。God
delivered Lot by sending the enemies of the north to take Lot and all his family and his money out of Sodom.
那上帝就为了就是解救罗德，他就差派了北边的这些军队来把罗德连带他的家眷、他的一切离开所多玛。This
was God's way of helping Lot see the light.
那这是上帝 帮助罗德来看到他自己的光景。
And then God used Abraham to teach him how important it is to make sure that you get out of Sodom.
那然后上帝就使用亚伯拉罕来教导罗德，他应当是怎样的离开索多玛。
He did not want to listen.
他但是他却不听从。
He also did not know that that was his last opportunity given by God to get out of Sodom.
那他也不知道，那就是他最后一次的机会，上帝给他的机会。要离开索多玛。
All these occurred in Genesis 13 and 14.
那这一些都记载在创世纪第十三章、十四章。
And then when God mentioned Lot again, it is in Genesis 19.
那之后，创世纪第十九章又在记载罗德这个人。
This will be the end of Lot's life.
那这就是罗德生命。
Not only did he enter Sodom, he made himself a ruler in Sodom.
他不但是进入了索多玛，他甚至把自己就是让自己成为索多玛的官员。
And so Lord, when he saw the two angels, he thought that they were strangers, and he received them as what he ought to do as a ruler.
那当罗德看到这两个天使的时候，他以为他们是从别处来的过客，那他就接待他们，就像他就是以一个官员的身份这样的来接待他们。
He gave them the due honor and he bowed down with his face toward the ground.
那他给他们所当得的这样的一个礼节，他就是免服于地下的来下拜。
If your heart is carnal like Lot, you will have a very strong inclination toward the world.
那如果你的心像罗德一样，那样的是属肉体的，那你就很容易的，就是会倾向于这个世界。
Don't think that just because you're a Christian, you do not get attracted to the world.
那不要误以为说你是基督徒，你就不会被这个世界所吸引。
A Christian can have a carnal heart like Lot.
那一个基督徒可能就会像罗德一样，有这样的一个属肉体的心。
Many things about the life and behavior of a Christian begins with the heart.
那很多我们基督徒所做的一切都从心来开始。
And then with a carnal heart, you realize that although he did not commit the sin of the Sodomites.
那因为他有一个属肉体的心，虽然他没有犯下像索多玛人所犯的罪。
But the way of life of the Sodomite will impact and affect the thinking of Lot.
那索多玛的人所做的，他们的生活形态就会影响罗德他的思想。
This is seen in his carnal ways.
那这就让我们看到说，他就有产生了那属肉体的方法。
So from a carnal heart, now it will become visible by his carnal ways.
那从属肉体的心，那这时候就慢慢显露出来，从他变成他有这个属肉体的做事方式。
You see this in verse 2 to verse 9.
那从第19章第2到第9节就让我们看到。
Now it was a custom for them to show hospitality.
那当时候他们有这样的一个习俗，就是要很好的来款待客人。
And he told them, why don't you come and stay in my house?
那他就这样子建议说，那为什么你们何不来住在我家里呢？
And he said,I am your servant, verse 2, your servant's house.
那他自称是他们的仆人，他说这是仆人的家。
Why don't you stay all night? You can wash your feet and relax, and you shall rise up early, and then you can go on your way.
那你何不来住一整夜？那你可以洗你的脚，然后清早之后你可以走你要去的地方。
But the angel said to him, No, we will stay outside in the streets all night.
那但是天使告诉我们说，不，我们要住在街上过夜，在街上过夜。
But Lord insisted in verse 3 and told them, No, you must stay in my house.
那罗德却这样的就是强求说你必须住在我的家里面。
And he finally convinced them to stay in his house.
那最后他说服了他们，要他们住在他家里。
And he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and so they ate.
那他就为他们摆宴席，那也烧烤了这无酵饼，他们就吃了。
Now he was not keeping the Passover.
要知道他不是在守月节。
Passover was not given yet.
那月节还没有上帝还没有颁下月节。
Unleavened bread was used because unleavened bread bake faster than leavened bread.
那无酵饼，他用无酵的来制饼，无酵的面粉来制饼，因为无酵的面粉来烤饼会比较快一点。
Just like your roti prata bake faster than your gardenia bread.
然后就像我们说。 吃的印度煎饼啊，要烧烤会比我们如果吃那些美国面包还要来得快。
Perhaps the reason was they want to hurry and they want to make sure that the dinner was completed fast.
那可能他们就是要快一点来，好叫他们的晚餐能够快快的，就是来举行。
Notice no mention by the angels what they were there for.
那要注意的就是，天使没有告诉他们来的用意是什么。
Lord knew the danger of strange men living in the streets.
那罗德知道，如果一个客旅来到这里住在街边，那危险之处是什么？
No record of him telling the angels the danger of living in the streets.
那这里也没有告诉，也没有记载说他告诉了这些天使，那住在街头上是很危险的。
So Lord thought everything was well.
那因此罗德以为说一切都稳妥了。
And verse 4, before they could lay down and sleep, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both old and young, that means even children and old men, all the people from every quarter, rich and poor.
那第四节就说，他们还没有躺下的睡觉的时候，所多玛城里各处的人。 连老带少，就是说，不但是老人家、成人，还有小孩子，他们都来了。
What do these people want?
他们来做什么呢？
Verse 5 says they called on Lord and they said to him, Where are the men which came into thee this night?
那他们第五节就让我们看到说，他们向罗德呼叫说，今日晚上到你这里来的人在哪里呢？我。Bring
them out unto us that we may know them.
把他们带出来，任我们所为。
Now this know them is a euphemistic, a nice way of saying they want to have sex with them.
那这里所说的任他们所为，是用一个比较婉转、比较美化的一个词汇，就是其实他们要与他们行淫。
Imagine a society where young children and old people all were homosexuals.
你想想看。 如果在这样的一个社会，无论是老老少少，大家都是同性恋的。From
the rich people to the poor people，
从这个有富有的人，直到贫穷的人，都是这样。And
sadly, we are living in a similar society.
可悲的就是，我们也住在类似的样的。The
only difference between today and Lord's time was that we live in a society where it is. Global, all over the world.
那所不同的就是，今天我们是住在一个环球的村庄里面。What
was described here was only in the Sodom, in the city of Sodom and the surrounding cities.
那这里所描述的只是说在所多玛跟所多玛周围的都市。Now
watch Lord's behavior and conduct.
那我们要注意罗德他的行为。 他所做所为。And
you will see how carnal Lord's conduct and behavior was.
那我们就能够看到说，罗德他的这个所作所为是何等的属肉体。He
went out the door and he shut the door after him. So he alone was outside confronting all the men.
那他就自己单独的出，他这边说罗德出来把门关上，那他就单独的来面对这。
And so he said in verse 7, I pray you, I beg you, brothers, do not so wickedly.
那他就说，众弟兄们，请你们不要做这恶事。
So he says, we are Sodomites, please consider, don't do what you are asking me to do.
那他说，请你们不要做你们所要求做的这些事情。
And look at verse 8.
那我们看第八节。
Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known men. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes, only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof.
那我们看第八节这里，他说，那我有两个女儿，还是处女，容我领出来，任凭你们的心愿而行。只是这两个人既然 到我设下，不要问他们，不要向他们做什么。
How could a believer even think like verse 8, isn't it?
那一个信徒怎么可能像这里第八节所描述的，他怎么可以这样子想呢？
How can you offer your own daughters to be raped and to be killed?
那你怎么可能把你自己的女儿交给人去凌辱，被去杀，被杀害呢？
There's only one other incident that is similar to this.
然后我们知道还有另外一件被记载的事情是跟这个相似的。
And you'll find it in the book of Judges.
那你会看到这，那就是在四世纪所记载的。
And the book of Judges describes Israel as a time where they did what was right in their own eyes. There was no law.
那四世纪所描述的是让我们知道说，当时候以色列是没有法度，没有君王，而且是个人任意而为的。
How could a father even think of doing something like this to his own daughters?
那我们真的是没有办法想象，为什么一个父亲能够想出这样的一个事情，让他的女儿去面对这样的一件事情。
Look at the response of the people, and you will be even more shocked.
那当我们看这众人的反应，你会更觉得更觉得惊讶。
The people were not disgusted by the offer of Lot.
那些人并没有为罗德所给他们所献的这个建议而感到愤怒。
They just simply ignored him and they wanted to push their way in.
他们就是不理他，他们就是要借着强力来进入那屋内。
They did not respect Lord at all.
他们根本不尊敬罗德。
They said to him, "Stand back, move aside."
他叫他退后，站在一边。
And then they say one more time in verse 9, "This one fellow came into sojourn, and he will need to be a judge. You want to be a ruler over us? Now will we deal worse with thee than with them?"
那因此第九节，你看他们说，这人来聚居，还想要做官呢。现在我们要害你比害他们更甚。
And they wanted to break down the door of his house and rush in and take these two men, these two angels, and have sex with them.
那他们要冲进这房子，要把房门推开、推破，那要跟这两位天使来行淫。
Don't think that as a Christian you are immune when you immerse yourself in the way of the world.
那你不要以为说你是个基督徒，你就会对这世界所做的一切事情有自然的免疫力。
It will affect your heart.
因为这些都会影响你的心。
It will affect your thinking.
它会影响你的想法。
And it will affect your conduct, your ways.
那甚至会影响你的行为。
Remember, Lot was a believer.
要记得罗德是一个信徒。
How far he has degenerated.
他已经远离神多远了呢？
This can happen to you and me.
这也能够发生在你我的身上。
Because we keep changing.
因为我们一直都在改变。
If we are not changing to become more like Christ, we will change and become more like the world.
我们若不是越变越像主，我们就是越变越像这个世界。
And Lord did not even acknowledge that what he proposed was so sinful and wicked to his own daughters.
那你看到罗德当他这样的建议的时候，是多么的邪恶，多么的可怕，但是他一点都不觉察。
You may not commit the sin of fornication and homosexuality.
那你可能没有犯奸淫，没有犯这些淫乱的事情，这些同性恋的事情。
But to offer your own daughters to this kind of terrible, terrible life was something that was unthinkable.
那要把自己的女儿献给人，这样的去做这些羞辱、羞耻的事情，实在是不可思议的。
Verse 10 to verse 17 is a very sad, sad description of Lot's conduct.
那从第十节到十七节就描述罗德的可悲的行为。
This was his ways with the world.
这就是他按着世界的方式来过活。
What about his ways within his family?
他在他家中，他所做的，他的方式，他所使用的行事方式是什么呢？
How do you think your life will impact your family?
那你想想看，你的生活能够如何的影响你的家人呢？
Lot's life as an impact in Sodom was zero.
那罗德对索多玛人的影响是就是毫无影响的。
They just simply ignore him.
他们就把他 不把它放在眼里。
From verse 10 to verse 17, you notice that Lot's life, his testimony to his family was not zero, it was negative.
那从十到十七节，我们看到说，罗德他的生活，他的见证，在他家里人里面，在眼里面呢，不但是没有影响，反而是一个负面的影响。
Because the people that you hurt the most are the people who you spend time with the most.
因为你会伤害。那些跟你更多时间跟你同在一起的人，会受到你的伤害会更深。
If you are a godly Christian, you impact them for God.
如果你是一个爱神的基督徒，你就会影响他们来更爱主。
If you are a carnal Christian, you impact them for Satan.
如果你是一个属肉体的基督徒，你的影响就是使到他们。更愿意跟从撒旦。
From verse 10 to verse 17, you describe, you see how Lot related to his family.
那从十到十七节，我们看到说他跟他家人的关系是如何的。
So in verse 10, the two angels, they put forth their hand, they pull Lot into the house, and then they shut the door.
那第十节说，那两个人就把伸手出来，把罗德拉进屋子里，把门关上。
And the angel smote the man outside with blindness, and they could not find the door, and they departed.
那天使就使到门外的这些人眼都昏迷，而使到他们都摸不着房门。
That problem was easy to solve.
那这是一个容易解决的问题。
But the problem of Lot's family was impossible to solve.
那但是罗德家里的这个问题却是没有办法，这是不太可能解决的。
How do you solve the problem of a carnal Christian testimony?
你要怎样解决一个属肉体的基督徒的见证呢？
And the man said to Lot, verse 12, Hast thou here any besides? Hast thou here any besides? Do you have any other family, any other children other than your two daughters? Your son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place because the cry, that is the cry of distress of them, is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it.
那第十二、第十三节就这么说，这两个人对罗德说：“你在这里还有什么人没？什么人呢？你无论是你的女婿、你的儿女，这城中一切属你的，你都要把他们从这个地方带去，因为我们要毁灭这个地方，因为这城里的罪恶的声音在耶和华面前甚大，耶和华差我们来要毁灭这个地方。
Finally, the angels told Lot what their mission was in Sodom.
那最终这两个天使让罗德知道他们来的用意是什么。
By morning time, that is when the sun rises, this city will be destroyed.
那就是在清早的时候，就是当太阳升起来的时候，这个城市将要被解决。
God has sent us on one mission, and that is to destroy Sodom and all the cities.
那因为上帝只是给我了我们一个使命，就是要来毁灭索多玛和周围的城市。
Verse 14 says, Now Lord becomes an evangelist.
那第十四节告诉我们说，让我们看到说，罗德这时候好像是一个传福音的人。
Now he went out to tell his married daughters.
他这时候就跑去告诉他两个已经嫁了的女儿。
Now he wants to tell them, Hurry up, hurry up, we must get out, judgment is coming.
那他要告诉他们说，要快点快点离开，因为审判就要快来了。
So he had two daughters who were not married with him, and he had many other daughters who were married withTheir husbands.
那他只有两个还没有出嫁的女儿，那其他的女儿都已经出嫁。
Up, get you out of this place, or the Lord will destroy this city.
那叫他们起来，因为要快快的离开这地方，因为神就要剿灭。
Was he telling the truth? Yes.
他是否是在讲说实话呢？是的，他在说实话。
But when you live in a city with your people inside Sodom, you have lost.Your moral right to testify the truth.
那但是你生这些住在像索多玛这样的一个罪恶的地方的时候，你已经失去了你影响他们或者是向他们传这样的一个道德的言论的资格了。
You know how his own family members look at him?
那你知道他自己的家庭成员怎么样看待他呢？
You see him as one that mock unto his sons-in-law.
然后我们看到说，他的女婿们却以为他是在说戏言。
The word mock there is the same word where you have the word Isaac.
那这里所说的细言就是 在原文就是跟这个以撒这个名字是同一个意思。
Do you remember when God said to Abraham and the wife that you're going to have a son?
当我们看到说，当天上帝告诉亚伯兰和他的妻子，他们将要有一个孩子的时候。
Remember in Genesis, the Bible said they laughed.
那我们看到说，在创世纪告诉我们说，当他们听到的时候，他们在笑。 那就是这跟这里这个字眼是一样的。
How did they mock Lot then?
然后他们怎么样取笑罗德呢？
They laughed at him.
他们笑他。
They said, Lord, you must be joking.
他们说你罗德，你一定是在说笑话吧。
Even we are going to be destroyed, fire and people are going to come and punish and destroy the city. Come on, get out.
那真的吗？你以为我们真的是要受到硫磺跟火的毁灭吗？ 请滚开吧。
Lot as a Christian had lost his credibility.
罗德身为基督徒，他已经失去了他的这个见证。
His life had impacted his own family so negatively that now when he started to tell them the truth, they ignore him.
那他的生命对他的家庭是有这样的一个负面的影响，以致当他把这样的一个实话告诉他们的时候，他们却不愿意听。How
bad was Lot's testimony? You look at verse 15, 16, and 17.
那到底罗德的见证有多糟呢？我们就看15、16、17节。
And when morning arose, the angels hastened Lot, hurry up, hurry up! It's time we must get out. Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Hurry up, we're going to get out.
那天明了，天使就催逼罗德说：“起来，带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去，免得你们因这城的罪恶同被剿灭。”
You look at verse 16, they linger, they didn't want to leave.
那你们看到说，在16节，他们迟延不愿意走。
The angels had to lay hold upon his hand.
那因此天使必须拉着他们的手。
The lay hold means to seize and won't let go, grab their hand tightly and cannot let go.
那这里所说的拉着手呢，是天使紧紧地抓住他们的手，不愿意放开。
So they grab his hand, they grab the hand of his wife, and another angel grab the hand of his two daughters.
那因此他们就拉着罗德还有罗德的妻子，那另外一个天使就拉着两个女儿。
And the Bible said the Lord being merciful unto him, that means Lord and his family deserve to die together with the Sodomites.
那我们看到说，圣经这边说耶和华连续罗德，那换句话说，他们原本是配得。 跟这个索多玛一起被毁灭。
But the Lord was merciful.
但是神却是，耶和华却是连续他们。
And the angels brought him forth and set him outside the city.
那天使就把他领出来，然后把他安置在城的外面。
What it meant was that they were dragged out by the two angels.
那换句话说，他们是被两个天使拉出去的。
And verse 17 says, And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, Except for thy life, look not behind them. Don't want to look back. Neither stay thou in all the plains, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Run far, far away from all these terrible cities.
那十七节就说他们领他们出来以后，就说逃命不可回头看，那也不可在这平原站住，那就是不要停留在那里，也要往山上逃，免得你们被剿灭，就是叫他们逃得远远去。
Verse 17 should not have been written.
那其实第十七节不应当被记录下来的。
Why would a believer want to run so near to cities that would be destroyed by fire and brimstone, isn't it?
那我们很难想象为什么一个信徒要跑到这样靠近神所要剿灭的城市。
Why would the angels need to say to them, don't look back?
那天使为什么需要告诉他们说不要往后看呢？
It should be obvious, isn't it?
那其实这很明显嘛。
Not that obvious, isn't it?
其实却不是那么明显。
Because we also do the same like Lot.
因为我们都像罗德这样。
We find it so hard to let go of the world, isn't it?
我们觉得我们都很难把世界放下。
Do you want to let go of the world?
我们愿意把世界放下吗？
Turn your back away from the world and not look back?
就是背向这个世界，不往后看吗？
Can you really do it?
你能做得到吗？
The person who watches and prays can do it.
一个警醒。 一个紧紧祷告的人能够做得到。
The person who doesn't watch and pray will find like Lord very hard to do it.
那个不紧紧祷告的人就会像罗德一样，觉得很困难，不能够做到。
That means the test of whether you're watching and praying is your relationship to the world.
那我们可以看到说，我们是否真的是有紧紧祷告，就在于我们跟这个世界的关系是怎么样。
You think of the world all the time?
你一直都想着这个世界吗？
You like to do the things of the world all the time?
你一直想效法这个世界来做这样的事情吗？
You want a piece of the world all the time?
你一直想要在这世界上占据一部分吗？
Then you are like Lot.
那如果你是这样的话，你就像罗。
Very hard not to look behind at the world.
那就很难的，如果很难不往后看这个世界。
You know Christians cannot gamble.
你知道基督徒不能够赌博。
Do you gamble?
你有赌博吗？
Oh, there are some people who use excuse like I only play mahjong but no money.
那有一些人就找了一些借口说，哎，我只是打打麻将，打打卫生麻将，没有用钱的。
Oh, I play mahjong because I need to exercise my mind.
那因为我打麻将是要来就是操练动动我的脑筋，操练磨练我的脑筋。
Do you know that there is a church that plays mahjong?
你知道说？你知道吗？有一个教会是允许会信徒来打麻将的。
Even have a mahjong champion.
他们甚至有麻将比赛的冠军。
And they bring their mahjong pieces to the church camp.
他们甚至把麻将牌都带到圣经营里面去。
So at night after messages, you can go to your room and then you hear a lot of swimming.
一直在晚上的时候。在进行过后，你就听到很多那鱼竿涌的声音。
Because it makes a lot of noise, right?
因为他们做出很多的嘈杂声。
And the sound sounds very good to some people, right?
那个声音对一些人来讲是很悦耳动听的。
It makes your heart very happy when you hear the sound, right?
那有些人听到那个声音就很兴奋了。
But you cannot look away, can you?
你没有办法不看过去，对吧？
You must always look away from the world.
你必须不往这个世界来看
or else your testimony will die
要不然你的见证就完了
Was Lord going to heaven? Yes
到底罗德有没有去到天堂？有的
But was his family going to heaven?
但是他的家人有没有到天堂呢？
Did his married daughters go to heaven?
他已经结婚的女儿有没有到天堂？
Did his sons-in-law go to heaven?
他的女婿有没有到天堂呢？
Are you as selfish as Lot?
你是否像罗德一样的自私？
As long as I'm going to heaven, I don't care.
那只要我能够上天堂，我什么都不理。
You really don't care?
你真的什么都不理吗？
There's nobody on earth that you love.
这个世界没有一个你所爱的人吗？
You don't love your children?
你根本不爱你的儿女吗？
You don't love your grandchildren?
你不爱你的子子孙孙吗？
You have no friends in your life?
你没有朋友吗？
I don't care, I'm going to heaven, I don't care how I live.
我不管这些，我不管怎么活，我只要我能够上天堂。
Remember Lot.
就请记得罗德这个。
He's going to heaven, yes.
是的，他将到天堂去。
Just like many of us.
就像我们在这里在座的许多人。
But not his children.
但是不是他的孩子。
Not the daughters who marry and who perish in Sodom.
那已经已婚的女儿在索多玛这个地方就是灭亡了。
If you really love your family members, then guard your testimony.
如果你真的爱你的家人，请你就是要好好的来保守你的见证。
Think of how you can impact them.
想一想你将是能够怎么样的来正面的来影响他们
For Jesus Christ
为了耶稣基督来影响他们
Because God tells us that the only ones we can bring with us on earth are our children and our grandchildren
因为上帝告诉我们说我们能够带离开这世界的唯有就是我们的孩子唯有我们的子子孙孙
Lord wanted the city life
罗德要过这都市的生活
He built up his business in Sodom.
他把他的事业建立在索多玛。
All his material things were in Sodom.
他一切属世的这些物质的好处都在索多玛。
He must have been a rich man.
他应当是一个 相当富有的人嘛。
To be a ruler in Sodom.
因为他是在索多玛当官的。
He must have done very well financially speaking.
那在经济这方面，我们想他必定是飞黄腾达的。
But where is all his material things?
但是他这些物质的好处在哪里呢？
God burned everything and destroyed everything.
上帝把一切都消灭了。
You think that by buying big houses, big cars, that will substitute and replace your godly witness?
你以为你买大汽车、大洋房就能够取代你的这个就是敬畏神的这样的一个见证吗？
Lord must have provided a very comfortable, luxurious life for his family.
那罗德必定是带给他家里的人很舒适的这样的一个生活。
Because he was already a very rich man when he moved into Sodom.
因为他在进入索多玛之前，他已经很有，就是已经有了财富。
Remember, his servants and his flock had become so big that they could not coexist together with Abraham's servants and Abraham's flocks.
那还记得吗？他的仆人的人数还有他的羊群已经多到一个地步，他没有办法跟亚伯拉罕共用一个场地。
Lord sacrificed his testimony for a luxurious lifestyle.
那罗德为了更舒适、更安逸的生活而失去了他的见证。
Don't make his mistakes.
请不要犯下同样的错。
The price is too high.
因为那代价实在是太高了。
His testimony caused the souls of his own children to end up in hell.
他这样的一个见证，就是直到他的孩子的这个属灵的生命被逝去了。
And they spend eternity in hell.
他们都要在这地狱里面过他们永远的永恒，进入永恒。
It was easy to take Lord out of Sodom.
要把罗德带离索多玛是容易的。
But it was so hard to take Sodom out of Lord's heart.
但是要把索多玛从罗德的心中取去确实很难。
Verse 17 described something that was very real in Sodom in Lord's heart.
那第十七节就就是很真实的来描述罗德的心境。
Stay far away from sin.
他
Stay far away from sin.
远离罪恶。
Verse 18.Lord counter proposed to the angels.
那第十八节，罗德就向天使来建议。
He didn't want to escape to the mountains.
他不愿意逃到山上去。
Verse 19, Lord says, Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die.
那第十九节就这样说，你的仆人已经在你眼前蒙恩，你又向我显出莫大的慈爱，救我的性命，我不能逃到山上去，恐怕是灾祸临到我，我便死了。
He was more concerned with his own physical life.
他为着他自己的肉身的生命，他更着急。
Than the spiritual death of his own children.
他看他肉身的生命多过于他自己儿女的属灵生命。
Look at how his carnal desires have changed this man.
我们看到说他这个肉体的欲望如何的改变了他这个人。
From a carnal heart,
从一个肉体的心，
you see his carnal ways,
他就有了这个肉体属肉体的方法。
Evidenced by his carnal testimony,
那就产生了他属肉体的见证。
And now his carnal desires,
那这就在使到他进入这属肉体的。
He did not want to make the necessary repair to help the two remaining daughters.
他并不愿意为着他的两个女儿的需要来改变这一切。
Why won't Lord learn?
为什么罗德不能够学习到这样的一
个？You may have lost your married daughters, but what about these two daughters who are not married?
那可能那两个已经嫁了的女儿已经失去了，但是这两个还没嫁的又怎么样呢？
Why don't you help and save them?
为什么不来帮助来让他们得救呢？
Why don't you want to win back their trust and your own testimony?
为什么不让他们来就是赢取他们的信任，也是你自己的见证。
The only way is to get out of your carnal life.
那唯一的方法就是要远离这死肉体的生活。
That is the only way for us as well.
这也是我们唯一的方法。
If your life out in the world is carnal, your coming to church is only hypocrisy.
那如果你进入到世界，你的生活是死肉体的话，那甚至即使是你来到教会，其实你是假冒的。
God wants you to be a godly witness to your family.
因为上帝要我们在我们家中家人面前有一个美好的见证。
God wants to use you mightily.
上帝要大大的来使用你跟我。
But you must do it on his terms.
不过你必须按照神的方式做。
His terms is holiness.
他的方式就是要圣洁。
Not carnality.
不是属肉体的。
And so, Lord made this proposal.
因此，罗德就有这样的一个建议。
Behold, now this city is near to flee unto. It is a little one. Oh, let me escape hither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live.
那他在二十节就这样说：看啊，这座城又小又近，容易逃到。这不是一个小的吗？求你容我逃到那里，我的性命就得存活。
Your soul shall live in Jesus Christ away from sin, not your soul shall live still in the city life.
你的灵魂必须是在主耶稣基督里面来活下去，你的灵魂不能够不应当是活在这都市的生活中。
You look at the mercies of God in verse 21.
那我们看到在二十一节天这个上帝的恩慈。
And one of the angels said to him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken.
那天使在第二十一节，天使就对他说，这事我也应允你，我不轻覆你所说的这城。
Hasty, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. Zoar means small.
那就在二十二节说，你要速速的逃到那城，因为你还没有到那里，我不能做什么。因此，那城名叫索尔，索尔的意思就是小。
And the sun was risen up of the earth, so sun rises. So Lord entered into Zoar, and the Lord rains upon Sodom and Gomorrah.Brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the city and that which grew upon the ground. Everything was destroyed.
那第二十三、二十四节就说，罗德到了索尔，那日头已经出来了。那当时耶和华将硫磺与火，叫从天上，从天上耶和华那里降于索多玛和俄摩拉。
God said in verse 17, "Don't look back."
第十七节，上帝叫罗德不要往后看。
Verse 26 says, "But Lot's wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar, so she died immediately."
那二十六节却说，却让我们看到说，罗德的妻子就往后头一看，就变成了一根岩柱，他就马上死了。
He lost his daughters.
他失去了他的女儿。
He lost his sons-in-law.
他失去了他的女婿们。
Now he lost his wife.
这时候他也失去了他的妻子。
Lord has lost all his business and all his material things.
罗德失去了他的所有的这些产业，他的属物质的一切。
All he had was the clothes on his back.
他所幸存的就是他身上的这套衣服。
All he had were his two daughters who were not married.
还有就是只有这两个还没有出嫁的女儿。
This is a warning to all of us.
这是给我们每一个人的警告。
You think that luxurious life is a successful life, then you are deceiving yourself.
如果你以为说富裕的生活就是一个很好的生活，但其实你是在欺骗你自己。
Lord had godly Abraham as an example to follow, but he did not want to follow.
罗德其实他有亚伯拉罕为一个很好一个合神心意的一个榜样，但是他却不跟从。
He thought that his own way was better.
他以为他自己的方法是最比较好。
What did he have now?
他现在有了什么？
He had lost everything that is on earth.
他失去他在世上的这一切。
He has lost his entire testimony in heaven.
他也失去了他的这个见证。
He had nothing.
他一无所有。
The person who does not watch, who does not pray, will also end up with nothing.
那一个不警醒、不祷告的人，将会变成一无所有。
Will he go to heaven? Yes, he goes to heaven.
他会到天堂去吗？是的，他会到天堂。
Please don't ever think like Lot.
请不要向罗德看齐。
As long as I go to heaven, I don't care how I live.
只要我能够上天堂，我不管我自己是怎么过活的。
Lot did not care.
罗德就是这样不顾一切，
and he paid a very heavy price.
他为他所做的要付上很沉重的代价。
Sit down and you think very carefully of the people you love in your life.
请你坐下来静思你所爱的这些人在你生命中所爱的这些人怎么样呢？
And then you ask God about your own testimony in front of all of them.
那你就扪心自问向神来 求让到底我自己在他们面前的见证是如何？
And if you tell them about the second coming of Christ, about the judgment of God, will they laugh at you?
当你向他们讲述耶稣基督再来，上帝将来的审判，他们会取笑你吗？
Or will they take you seriously and really listen to you?
还是他们真的是很认真的来聆听你所说的？
Will your own children listen to you?
你自己的儿女会听你所说的吗？
Will your own grandchildren listen to you?
你的孙子孙女会听你的话吗？
They will if you live a godly life.
如果你有一个合神心意的生活， 他们必定要听你。
You will have credibility.
你必定有这样的一个资格。
Because your life is very important.
因为你的生命是很重要。
I was talking to one young man not too many days ago.
那在几天前，我曾经跟一个年轻人来谈论。
He used to be a drug addict.
他曾经是个吸毒者。
He used to sell drugs.
他也曾经贩卖毒品。
And he was thrown into prison in Singapore at least 6-7 times.
他被关在牢里至少6-7次。
And he said that when he lived like that, his family members ignored him.
他说，当他那样的过活的时候，他家人就把他撇弃了。
They have no respect for him.
他们都不尊重他了。
Whatever he says, they just ignore.
他说的一切，他们都不放在耳里。
Because they look at his life.
都不放在心里，因为他们看到他的生命。
He was an ex-convict. He sells drugs. He takes drugs.
他有前科。 他贩卖毒品，他自己也使用毒品。
And then one day he was converted.
但是有一天他悔改了。
He went to FEBC to study.
他到远东神学院去读神学。
He graduated from FEBC.
他在远东神学院毕业了。
And now he's serving in the full-time ministry.
他现在在 就是全时间来侍奉神。
He's happily married.
他已经已婚，有美满的家庭。
And now when the family have problems,
但是现在当家人有困难的时候，
they turn to him for advice.
他们有困难，他们就会来找他，
And now,
也寻求咨询。
And now whatever he says, they listen very carefully.
那这时候当他所说的，他们都会很仔细的来听。
Why did they ignore him before his conversion?
那当他悔改之前，为什么他们不愿意听他讲？
Why did they listen so closely to his advice after he was converted?
那为什么当他悔改之后，他们却这样的愿意的细心的来聆听他的言论？
It's the same man.
他其实是同一个人嘛。
It's the same person.
是同一个人。
His own parents, his own brothers and sisters, they ignored him before.
那他 的这些兄弟姐妹，他的父母曾经就是撇弃他。
Now they have the highest respect and regard for him.
那这个时候他们却很尊重他。
He worked for it.
因为他为这是他努力的结果。
He did it by his godly witness and testimony for Jesus Christ.
他的这个美好的生活见证， 为着耶稣基督做的见证，赢取了他们的。
He threw his life away and he was rock bottom.
那当他 在潦倒的时候，他真的是把生命给丢了。
And then little by little, he gained back the respect and the confidence and trust of his own parents.
那他是就是这样慢慢的、慢慢的来争取回他父母对他的信任。
Now all the more, he was very careful what advice he gives because he wants to be biblical.
那这个时候，他更严谨的，就是更小心的。来给他们一些的建议，因为他要确保他的建议是合乎圣经的教导。
And he's very thankful to God for the new and improved impact that he can have with his family.
那他也为着他这新的，就是这这样的一个能够对他家人有所影响的这样的一个的状况来感谢神。
As long as you have life, it is not over yet.
只要你还存留，你还活着，啊，一切还没有过去。
Whatever you did not do in the past, they are gone.
你过去所没有做的，你已经取不回来了。
You have not been a godly witness and testimony for the Lord. Those years are gone. You have hurt those people. You can't change time.
那过去你没有好好的见证神，那你失去的那些见证，你影响你伤害的那些人。你已经没有办法追回了。
But if you repent of your sin and you come back to the Lord and you ask the Lord to help you,
那如但是如果你悔改认罪，你来到神的面前，求神帮助你。
And then you continue to testify again slowly, little by little.
那之后你就真的是一点一滴的就是来见证来取回。
You have to tell them that.I have been a bad witness in the past. Now I am sorry. Please forgive me. I want to change.
那你必须告诉他们说，我曾经是真的是没有好的见证。那不过我现在请你们来相信我，我要就是这样的慢慢的来改换。
I have been a bad Christian in the past.
那我曾经是一个不好的基督徒。
I am very sorry. Please forgive me.
我真的是很抱歉，请你原谅我。
I have prayed and asked God to help me to be a godly Christian from now onwards.
那我也向神祷告，求神，这时候就求神来帮助我，来活得更好。
Please do it.
请你这么做。
You can still impact your loved ones for Jesus' sake right now.
你仍然在这个时候，仍然能够就是正面的来影响你所心爱的人。
It may be from a very negative perspective.
那可能是一个很负面的一个观点。
But little by little, you can bring your testimony back up.
那但是渐渐的，你就能够就是赢回你对他们他们对你的信任。
When they slowly witness your testimony.
当他们就是渐渐的看到你的见证。
When God destroyed the cities,
当上帝毁灭那些城市的时候
，Verse 30 says that Lot came out of Zoar.
那三十节告诉我们说，罗德就从索尔出来
，And he lived in the mountains. Finally,
他最终就上到山上去居住。
Why he did that, we can only guess.
那他为什么这样做呢？我们只能够凭猜测。
Lot perhaps tried.
可能罗德尝试过了。
But his two daughters were too far gone.
但是他的两个女儿实在是太就是离得太远了。
And the two daughters felt that we must get married and have children.
那两个女儿一直都想着说，我们必须结婚来生孩子。
The firstborn got the father drunk.
那第一个就使到孩子使到父亲就是醉了。
And they slept with him.
他们就与他同寝。
And then the next night, the second daughter made the father drunk.
那第二个晚上，那第二个女儿也使到父亲喝醉。
And then she also slept with the father.
她也与父亲同寝。
And both of them were pregnant.
两个都从父亲怀了孕。
And the firstborn gave birth to a son. Verse 37.
那三十七节就说到说。大女儿就生了一个儿子
，and she called his name Moab.
她就把儿子起名叫摩押。
You know the meaning of Moab?
你知道摩押的意思是什么吗
？Mo means who, Ab means father.
摩就是谁，押就是指的父亲。
The son is called Who is my father?
他的 他的儿子的名字是说谁是我的父亲。
It is very true, isn't it? Who is the father?
那实在是很真实吗? 这到底是谁是他的父亲?
Because Lot was also the grandfather, wasn't he?
因为罗德其实也是他的祖父。
And then the younger daughter named her son Ben-Ami.
那小女儿就把自己的孩子称为便雅米。
Ben means son.
Ben就是孩子。
Ami means my people.
雅米就是我的人。
Son of my people.
就是我的子民的孩子。
Who were her people?
他的子民是谁?
Sodomites.
索多玛。
Imagine naming your son after the city that God had destroyed.
你想想看，他把自己的孩子，就是按着上帝所毁灭的这城市来命名。
What did Lot have at the end of his life?
罗德最终得到的是什么？
He had absolutely nothing.
他真的是一无所有。
Two daughters.
两个女儿。
Two children whom he does not even know whether they were his grandchildren or children.
两个孩子，甚至他自己也不知道该说是他的孩子还是他的孙子。
And Lord will never be mentioned again until 2 Peter.
那从这里开始，罗德就圣经就不再看到罗德的痕迹，一直到彼得后书。
Other than in the Gospels, the Bible tells us that before the Lord returns, the world will be like the days of Lot.
除了彼得后书那里的记载之外呢，只有福音书里面，当耶稣讲到说他要再来的时候，说到说这世界将要好像罗德的时代。Lot
is an example to warn every Christian.
罗德是上帝用来警告我们每一个信徒的。That
we are not to follow his footsteps.
是要叫我们不跟随他的脚踪。
Just because you are a Christian doesn't mean that you will have a godly testimony.
你不会因为自己是个基督徒，你就会有一个合神心意的见证。
If you don't watch, you will fall into sin.
如果你不警醒，你就会掉在坠入最终。
If you don't pray, you will not get out of sin.
如果你不祷告，你就没有办法从罪里。
Lot did not watch and he did not pray.
罗德不警醒也不祷告,
and he lost everything.
他失去了一切。
Did he go to heaven?
他有没有到天堂去呢? 有的。
So will you.
你也一样,
if you are truly born again, you will also go to heaven.
你也一样, 如果你已经真正的重生的话, 你重生得救, 你肯定会到天堂去。
But the question tonight is not whether you will go to heaven.
那我们今天所要思想的问题不是到底你会不会到天堂去。
But the question is, will your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren, your friends, will they go to heaven?
问题是你的儿子，你的女儿, 你的孙子，你的朋友们, 他们会不会到天堂去?
And if they are not going to heaven because of our terrible testimony,
如果他们不能够到天堂去, 是因为我们的这不好的见证,
can you live with that?
你能够面对这样的事情吗?
Don't follow Lot.
请不要跟随罗德的脚踪。
Repent tonight.
请，就是今晚就悔改。Pray
and ask God for mercy.
求神怜悯，求神施恩。To
give you more years on earth.
求神让你有更多的年日在这地上。